You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Dr. Jeffrey Quiet, professor of psychology and counseling at Laterno. Take a listen.
I actually came to Laterno through my spouse. My spouse was recruited to be the first dean, the beginning dean of the School of Nursing, and I'm, of course, married to my spouse. And I have been, before then, been teaching in psychology and counseling for over 15 years. And there was actually a position open as well in the School of Psychology and Counseling. And so we kind of came as a team. We both interviewed, sort of interviewed together on the same day. And then she actually had a separate interview later, but I was actually offered the job first, but I waited until to make sure that the other Dr. Quiet was also offered a position, and we came together. This is what actually brought me to Laterno. Of course, I believe that teaching is a calling, and I am called to teach specifically psychology and counseling, graduate counseling more so than just psychology. But I felt like God was leading us here, both my wife and myself, to contribute to the Laterno campus, but also to the greater work of God using counseling and nursing in the in His kingdom. It's interesting. I've actually gone on several trips with my wife with a dual partnership with psychology and counseling and nursing. We've actually done some trips overseas to both provide nursing services, but also to provide counseling and family services in conjunction. So that's been a neat experience. One thing that that's unique, and now I primarily teach in the online graduate program, graduate counseling program. But one thing we do with the counseling students is we require them to come to campus for 4 days towards the end of their program before they start their practicum and internship, which is basically when they start doing real counseling instead of just learning about it. And they come here for 4 days a week, and we do some intensive role-playing, teaching. We also do interviews, and they have to do work both both before the class and after the class, and basically are trying to get them ready for practicum and internship, which is a big move in their graduate program. They're going from just learning about counseling, learning theories and techniques, to actually doing those. And so they come here for those 4 days a week. It's called the Applied Lab. And I think of all the things I do in the classroom or online, it's probably the most important thing I do. We actually lay our eyes on these students. They're not just little pictures online, but they're actually in person. We interview them, and we try to make sure they're ready to do counseling. Because what I tell them is you can actually do damage in counseling. You can hurt people in counseling. And so we want to make sure they're ethically sound and personally sound and ready to go. And so I see that as kind of the most important thing I do in the program, is to make sure they are ready for counseling. Now, I'm also the director of clinical training, which means I oversee the practicum and internship process for our graduate students. And so that's why it's also important for me to make sure they are ready. And it's not just myself, but also other faculty interview them along with me. And once they get into that portion of their training, which is towards the end of their program, they actually do counseling, and of course I check up on them, and they have site supervisors, but also online supervisors from Laterno who make sure that they are ready for and doing good work when it comes to counseling. The good news is at Laterno, most of our students are excellent. They do a really good job. You know, you can't expect 100% of students to do great, but at the same time, most of our students do. And we actually have a very high pass rate when it comes to the NCE exam, but also we have a really good track record with employers having our graduate students or postgraduate students do counseling and continue to prepare and continue to do the work for their licensure. Christian higher education is really important to me. I've been actually teaching now for over 20 years, and I have been in Christian higher education since the beginning. My master's and doctorate degree are actually at New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. So I have been in Christian education. My undergraduate is at Samford University, which is a Baptist college in Alabama. And so I have been in Christian higher, it seems like since I've been born, I've been in Christian higher education, even though I went to public schools. I went to public high school and middle school and elementary school. I feel like I've been in Christian higher education forever. And I don't regret that. I really feel strongly about Christian higher education. I feel like that the education that students do as in Christian higher ed prepares them well for the world. Of course, you know, what is the world? But the world is, you know, out there ready for people to engage. And just like Jesus said, we're supposed to be salt and light. And I think Christian higher education really helps prepare students and adults to be that salt and light in the world. As far as psychology and counseling goes, I feel strongly that the Christian worldview does in fact inform and illumines the teaching of psychology and counseling. I use that word illuminate. We call ourselves an integrationist program. We integrate the Christian worldview with psychology and counseling, but I prefer the word illuminate because I think the Christian worldview is the source of light, the foundation by which we judge and we evaluate claims of truth and things we find in the field of counseling. So when it comes specifically to counseling, I feel like Christian higher education contributes to counseling because we not only teach sound clinical practice, good counseling skills, ethical practice, just like you would find if any other counselor, but we also bring in the matter of faith and we bring in how the Christian worldview informs and critiques things we find in the field of counseling. I don't particularly like the term Christian counselor. I think a better term is a counselor who counsels from a Christian worldview perspective. Obviously, that's too long, and so Christian counselor is shorter and is more, I guess, portable. But at the same time, I think that's a Christian who counsels from a Christian worldview is a better I think, representation of what it means to be a Christian counselor. So that's what we do in the graduate programs. We train counselors. Not all of our students are Christian, but we do always talk about and we always bring in the Christian worldview of every class we teach. So I think that's really important and really something feel passionate about and have kind of dedicated my life up till now to doing that and making sure that is done. So something I feel strongly about. What else would I like to share? I think I look really young, but I've been teaching a long time in Christian higher education, and I've seen a lot of changes over the years, both at Laterno and other institutions. I've been at Laterno this is my seventh year at Laterno. I think the challenge of Christian higher education is basically hashing out or making a difference when it comes to what is the difference between regular higher education, like at a state school, or which those schools do a great job. I'm not knocking them for any reason. But what's the difference between a Christian higher education and if I came here to Laterno versus going to Texas A&M or University of Texas or University of Alabama or whatever? What's the difference? And I think the difference is, in kind of what I've shared about teaching, counseling, and psychology, is that the Christian worldview should take preeminence in a Christian university. And because of that, everything that is taught in whatever discipline we teach, whether it be psychology, counseling, nursing, English, engineering, it doesn't matter, but all those disciplines should start from a Christian worldview foundation. In other words, God is the author of knowledge, God is the author of wisdom, God is the author of truth, and from that foundation, we try to teach our discipline with that in mind. And so to me, a Christian university is not just a university who has devotions at the beginning of class or prays in class, even though these things are fine. I really think the identity of a Christian university is a university that purposefully and intentionally brings in the Christian worldview and has that Christian worldview inform the content and the understandings found in every discipline. So even if I'm teaching nursing, I teach nursing from this understanding that God made the world. The world is fallen, and Christ came to redeem that fallen world. Everything I teach in that discipline comes from that understanding, that foundational understanding, which informs my understanding of how I treat patients in counseling, how I do counseling with other people, my extension of grace, my extension of love. All that comes from a Christian worldview, which I think is distinctive of a Christian university versus a university that does not ascribe to a Christian identity.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Laterno University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Laterno's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Laterno University, visit letu.edu/snapshots. Make sure to follow Laterno University on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at m3studios@letu.edu.